रात कर उल्टा यू कैन स्पीक.
सो लास्ट ईयर एट दिस टाइम अ ईयर अगो श्रील प्रभुपाद केम टू सुबा विलास हाउस एज पार्ट ऑफ हिज विजिट टू टोरंटो. एट दैट टाइम टोरंटो इस्कॉन हैड ओनली अ स्मॉल टेंपल व्हिच दे हैड फॉर इयर्स on Gerard Street. The devotees are very enthusiastic, but their place was not such a nice facility. So Srila Prabhupada visited and came here, and many members of the Indian community and other members of the Toronto community came. And Srila Prabhupada spoke here. At the end of his talk, one man asked Srila Prabhupada that we are very glad that you have come. Now, you please come back again. When will you return again? Srila Prabhupada said, I will return when you get a big temple for this center. And he had seen different temples, including this big church. So, Srila Prabhupada's invitation to them was that they should make collection to purchase this temple. So Subal Vilas and Vishwakarman, all the devotees actually worked so hard, and by Krishna's grace they are able to purchase this temple. So we can see that it is the desire of the pure devotee. Of course, whatever Krishna wants, he does not have to work at all. His desires are immediately fulfilled simply by his desiring. Everything is fulfilled. By Krishna's finger signal, the whole material creation is created, brought about, and is maintained by his separate energies, and everything is annihilated by Krishna's will and created again. So, and Krishna, he is fulfilling all his infinite desires in the spiritual world also. So as Krishna's desires are immediately fulfilled, the pure devotee's desires are also fulfilled. That's because he is one with the Lord. His interests are the same as Krishna. This is the oneness. That the pure devotee, he has no desire but to see that Krishna is satisfied. And so, by Srila Prabhupada's desiring this to come about, praying to Krishna, therefore the devotees also praying and endeavoring have brought about that now Toronto is situated in such a nice temple, and just since opening that temple, now so many new devotees have come and joined. So it's now very firmly situated in this big North American city to go on spreading Krishna consciousness. So we should be always so grateful to Srila Prabhupada, not only for coming and visiting us in our temples, whereby we can actually see in this instance how by his visit this came about, that a year later now such a big, big temple is there. That anyone can plainly see. It is a phenomenon that can be seen. But also, we should be so grateful that by his instructions, because the physical presence is not always appreciable. Sometimes he is here and then he is not here. But always Srila Prabhupada is with us by our following his instructions. We simply have to be obedient to these instructions. As Srila Prabhupada was saying last night in the initiation lecture, that human life is meant to follow these instructions of Tapo Dibyam. Going to the difficulty of giving up sinful habits, meat eating, illicit sex, intoxication, gambling, and engaging in chanting Hare Krishna. So if we do these things very sincerely, then we shall always have Srila Prabhupada guiding us. Krishna is in the heart, And when Krishna in the heart sees that we're trying to follow the instructions of the pure devotee, who's also a manifestation of Krishna, Krishna within is a super soul, Krishna manifested before us is a spiritual master. So the Lord within the heart will see that we're trying to follow the instructions of the spiritual master and will enlighten us how to always stay strong in Krishna consciousness, how to always feel the direct association and direction of the spiritual master by obedience to his instructions. Well, all these things we'll realize more and more if we simply faithfully stick to Prabhupada's instructions. And his main instruction is that we simply all be happy and engage in Krishna consciousness.
We can appreciate the temples that Srila Prabhupada has established all over the world when we compare the material life as going on today with the life that we live in Krishna consciousness. Presently in this world, the Kali Yuga, so much manifest. You can see that year by year things are becoming more and more degraded, not in arithmetic proportion, but even in geometric proportions. That so rapidly, everywhere, society is decaying, and people are becoming more and more just like animals, exactly like animals. Simply interested in eating, simply interested in sex life, simply interested in trying somehow or another to find some object to gratify the senses. And in the temple, we can practically experience a different quality of life altogether. So Srila Prabhupada is establishing the internal potency of the Lord within this material world in the form of his temples. Krishna says, Mahatmanas tumam partha daivim prakriti mashrita, that persons who are always glorifying Krishna, they live in the internal potency of the Lord. And practically in our temples, glorification of Krishna by the order of our spiritual master is going on. So we can understand practically that to live in the temple is to live in the internal potency of the Lord. A very rare opportunity. And we can see practically that there are so many billions and billions of people in the world suffering without any opportunity even of Krishna consciousness. So just like Prahlad Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, even at this advanced age, in spite of so many difficulties, just like I'm somehow or another Srila Prabhupada's secretary, and I'm always trying to arrange for his physical comforts, but he's always saying, to preach means to accept discomfort. That for an older person to travel on airplanes and to always move about and to go here and there for the service of the Lord is naturally more difficult than for a very young person. But Prabhupada is accepting this uncomfortable situation simply to establish Krishna consciousness throughout the world, at least to give people the opportunity that choose, if you like, between the internal potency and the external potency. The external potency means that we are forced, we have no choice, we are forced to undergo repetition of birth and death. Janma mrityu jara vyadi. Nobody likes to grow old, but this youthful age, soon it will become old age. And nobody likes to die. So present-day civilization is blindly going on. Andanya tandai upaniyamana. Blind leading the blind. And people are thinking that my parents did it, their parents did it, generations have done it. So also, we engage blindly in materialistic way of life, and everything will be okay. But the result is that everyone is simply suffering, and after this lifetime, they also have to suffer the consequences of this present life's activities, blindly, not knowing that they're responsible for their activities. So we have a choice now whether to follow a representative of God, Krishna, who can bring us to the internal potency of the Lord. This internal potency is not dry. It is the origin of bliss. Satchitananda Vigraha. It is not impersonal, void, lifeless, without any happiness. It is what everyone is actually looking for, simply pervertedly within this material world. So this opportunity is here before Prabhupada came to the Western countries. Actually, there was no hope. There was no hope at all. There was no such knowledge. There was no such opportunity to choose between material life and something else. There was no reality other than this body. And for everyone, it was simply a very hopeless, distressful situation. But Prabhupada, personally, even at advanced age, he's coming simply to give this opportunity to the Westerners and to everyone throughout the world that besides this material life, there is another eternal life. And if you utilize your independence very carefully to transfer your attachment to this internal potency of devotional service and service to the Vaishnavas and to Krishna, then you can become free forever from the encumbrance of repeated birth and death and go back to home, back to Godhead. So this is the great fortune that has come upon us in the form of this Krishna consciousness movement, in the form of association with the pure devotee Srila Prabhupada, and in the form of chanting the holy name. In so many ways we are being benedicted. And if we can simply remain fixed in the pure knowledge of Krishna consciousness, that we don't become illusioned by this material energy, thinking just like the animal that there's some happiness there. The animal is running after the mirage, but there's no water there. And similarly, the foolish human beings, as Prabhupada aptly mentioned the other day to these professors who came to visit him, the dog is running with four legs, here and there, very, very busy. And the human being also, he's running, but he's running in an automobile with four wheels. But he's thinking that his running is superior to the dog's running. Why? He's very busy running here and there for the same activities, and the dog is running with four legs. The activities are the same. So without culture, the running in the car and the running of the dog is the same. So this Krishna culture is now being spread all throughout the world. It's giving people to see how actually human life should be lived. And the temple is a place where practically, we can set an ideal example of human life for the whole of human society. Therefore, we are greatly indebted to Srila Prabhupada for this
opportunity. In the world, in the material world, there are two kinds of persons, the devotees and the demons. The devotees are those who have understood the existence of the Supreme Lord and are engaged somehow or other in His service. And the demons are those who reject the service of the Lord. The seventh chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, this is described. There are four types of people who surrender to Krishna. So those who are in distress, those who are in search of money, those who are inquisitive, and those who are searching after the absolute truth. So these four kinds of persons, when given the opportunity, will take shelter of the Supreme Lord. And the other four kinds of persons are called, or described in Bhagavad Gita,
Duskritina.
Duskritina. What's the first? Duskritina. Muda. Narada. Narada. Mayaya Pritikyana. Asuram Bhavam Ashrita. Those who are mudha, foolish, grossly foolish, those who are naradhama, those who are lowest of mankind, those who are mayaya pravritta jnana, those whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, and those asuram bhavam ashrita, those who are the atheistic nature of being. These four kinds of persons do not surrender to Krishna. In the purport in Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada has explained that practically 99.9% of the human population fits in these categories, will not surrender to the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is formed to give opportunity to those who choose to surrender to the Lord, to associate with one another, to cooperate together in serving the mission of the Lord. The material world is created for a specific purpose by the Supreme Lord. That purpose is to give a chance to the forgetful living beings who have tried to exercise independence in Krishna, to once again understand their position. They are put into various conditions of material existence in order to learn that they are not the enjoyers and controllers. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, Param Ishwara. He's the supreme controller. Everything is meant for his satisfaction. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is describes himself, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, Matap Sarvam Prabhartate, that all the material and spiritual worlds are created by me. Everything is emanating from me. So, created by Krishna for his pleasure, just as a father or a man takes a wife and has children and then gets a house, and he expands himself in this way for enjoyment. He tries to enjoy by expanding his influence in the material world. So, this is because he's part and parcel of Krishna, and he has the same tendency as Krishna. So Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, and he has expanded himself in multi-energies to enjoy himself. And the conditioned souls are also part of that, part of the multifarious energies. They are called marginal, jiva, shakti. And that means that they can go one way or the other. They can choose to use their independence to please Krishna, or they can choose to use their independence otherwise. That otherwise means that they must come to the material world. That is Krishna's purpose in creating the material world, to give a chance to these foolish living entities to revive their eternal relationship with Krishna and go back to home, back to Godhead. So within human society, this is also stated in the 7th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Manushanam Sahasresu Kashtya Gyatati Siddhaya Gyatatamapi Siddhanam Kashtya Namviti Taprata. Out of many thousands of men, one may endeavor for perfection. And of many such perfected men, hardly one knows me in truth. So the material world is a very dangerous place. The living beings within the material world are cutthroat. They do not know the purpose of life. They are simply interested in their own advancement, somehow or other. So they engage in all kinds of destructive activities which cause harm to themselves and to others. So this is the condition of the material world. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada has stated that this is no place for a gentleman. In the material world, everyone is just as we were observing. I was visiting the Krishna Consciousness Farm in British Columbia, and on the road we were passing large herds of beef cows. And we were discussing that the farmer thinks of these cows not as spirit souls, but as commodities. He simply puts them in the field to eat, and when they get big enough, kills them and takes the money for his enjoyment. He doesn't see that these are living entities, spirit souls. So this activity of the human beings killing the cows, the helpless cows, by the thousands daily, is causing is an indication that there's no merciful quality in the human beings. They're simply interested in their own aggrandizement and welfare. If they don't surrender to Krishna, that is the only alternative. Therefore, Krishna comes, he canvasses, and he tells the conditioned souls, you must surrender to me. And if one chooses not to surrender to Krishna, that means that he himself wants to become Krishna. Without any qualification, the spirit soul is infinitesimal spark of Krishna. And that spark, when not in touch with Krishna, the fire, becomes like the sparks of the fire, not in contact with the fire, extinguished. So there is no good qualities for the living beings who are outside of Krishna consciousness. So the four types of men who surrender to Krishna, they're doing so with some selfish interest. All the conditioned souls are acting for their own selfish interest. They do not know otherwise, but somehow or other, if one of the conditioned souls will surrender to Krishna by the grace of a pure devotee, then that immediately puts him into a situation of becoming purified. The greatest purification is to come in touch with a pure devotee of the Lord. There are many, many ritualistic activities prescribed in the Vedic literatures for gradual purification. But as Srila Rupa Goswami points out in his Upadeshamrita, what is the good of undergoing so much atonement and pious activity if the heart remains contaminated and the living entity remains sinful, ready to just acting for his own benefit? Therefore, the greatest opportunity for the conditioned soul is when he gets the chance to associate with the pure devotee of the Lord. A pure devotee of the Lord instructs the conditioned souls to engage in activities just to please Krishna. As Sri Rupa Goswami explains, anyabhilashita shunya jnana karma dinavrita. Without any separate interest, no mixture of jnana or karma, no desire for sense gratification or acquisition of knowledge, just to engage in activities for the pleasure of the Supreme. This is the perfection. So, otherwise, without coming in touch with the pure devotee of the Lord, no one could understand this. And especially in this age of Kali, when the human society is so degraded that if it weren't for some laws prohibiting, and even despite those laws, the human beings are engaged in cutthroat activities, killing one another, just like this abortion. Now they've passed some law which allows killing. So now it is going on wholesale slaughter by mothers of their own children. This is the condition of human society. So the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is specifically formed by Srila Prabhupada to help those of us who are lost and entangled in this material condition to associate with one another under his guidance and achieve by this process recommended by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, chanting the holy name, we can achieve rapid purification. And in this one lifetime, Srila Prabhupada has promised that we can go back home, back to Godhead. So we should try to cooperate together. There's no other purpose. Once one comes in touch with the pure devotee and understands his message, he understands there's no other purpose for living in this material world than to serve the mission of the Lord. And that mission of the Lord, as already explained, is to reclaim the conditioned souls who have fallen into the material world and are lost, helplessly entrapped. So we should try and cooperate together, learn Srila Prabhupada's instructions very perfectly, and try to carry them out, following the four regulative principles, chanting 16 rounds, and working together to spread the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world, so that its influence can affect all the living beings who are living on the face of the earth. Actually, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami has stated that the Krishna consciousness movement will spread all over the universe. So, Srila Prabhupada is undoubtedly empowered by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and is doing such wonderful service, spreading Krishna consciousness all over this globe. And I think we should pray that we can help in some small way. Thank you very much.
I have heard that there are about 50,000 Indians in Toronto. So why they are not coming? They want to become Barasab only?
Yes, they are here to make the money, that's all they are doing.
They have no other purpose? So this is not good. What is their objection? They don't want their own culture. This is Indian culture, they should be proud that Indian culture is being accepted by the foreigners. And they are living, they are becoming Barasab. What is this? Now it is your duty to deliver this Barasab, that they are not taking interest in Krishna consciousness. So, is there any other outside the Indian present? Come here. Yeah. You have already joined. Your trademark is there.
There's Guru Raj there also chanting 16 rounds a day now. He's staying at the temple.
So he has already joined. I mean, to those who have not joined. I think this gentleman, I saw him in the morning. So, kya karan hai jamara Bharatiya log nahi aate hain?
See, this is a very good question. Aapne jo pucha hai. Tumne abhi kaise hua ki tum milke ye iska sochna hai abhi kyon nahi aate hain?
Ye to theek nahi hai, kyunki this is the sign of degradation. So Indians have become so degraded. Shall I take it like that?
No, it's not. But there must be some other reason why they're not coming.
What is the other reason? There cannot be any reason. Here is temple of Radha Krishna and the Bhagavad Gita is being preached. Bhagavad is being preached. Why they do not take interest?
I've been coming to temple for 6 years now.
Well, you are coming online. I have heard that there are 50,000 Indians. So why they do not come?
Maybe it's catching up now.
Is there any special reason? They can discuss with me if one is interested.
मुझे लगता है जैसे हो सकता है अभी जैसे हमारा तरीका है तीन सड़कों पे जाके करने लोग इससे थोड़ा सा पीछे हो जाते घबरा जाते हैं क्योंकि वो तो सोचते हैं अभी हमारे ऊपर डिस्क्रिमिनेशन होगी हमें वो इसके साथ साथ इट्स वेरी लिटिल बिट अनयूजुअल फॉर द सोसाइटी हियर टू एक्सेप्ट दिस काइंड ऑफ थिंग एंड पीपल मे बी डोंट वांट टू अलाइन देमसेल्व्स विद दिस काइंड ऑफ थिंग सो दैट दे आर नॉट रिडिक्यूल्ड बाय अदर्स दिस कुड बी वन ऑफ द रीजंस बिकॉज़ यू नो
रिडिक्यूल
the method, maybe, you know, they, hmm? They may think maybe this is too strong a method for people there to accept.
That's strong. Disease bhi to strong hai na.
नहीं पर लोगों से हमारी
जैसे डिजीज वैसे दवाई होना चाहिए
जैसे हम लोगों से हमारी बात होती है वो ऐसा ही सोचते हैं
ये जो भगवान को भूल जाना और सारा पीना मांस खाना ये डिजीज तो भारी गंभीर है हाँ हरे कृष्ण
many of them think we're fanatical
many yeah क्या कारण है भारतीय व्हाट इज द रीजन द इंडियंस आर नॉट कमिंग इन लार्ज नंबर दे आर कमिंग सम
Everybody wants to be Krishna.
Rascal. Everyone wants to become a rascal. Don't be that.
वे तो इनसे भी आगे बढ़ गए हैं. Canadian American से भी. उनसे भी ज़्यादा पीना खाना है ना शुरू
कर दिया. ये सब मायावादी ये लोग को सिखा दिया सब जहन्नम में जाने के लिए. This is not good. Everyone wants to become Krishna.
So they're seeking for Krishna in the material world.
वो पहाड़ उठा सकता है क्या? Krishna जैसा, as Krishna lived at the Govardhan Hill at 7 years old. So can he do that? Then how he'll become Krishna? Simply by imagination. कुछ करके तो दिखा ये सब बदमाशी खराब कर दिया है हिंदू सोसाइटी
देर
कैन नॉट बी एनी सेक्शन देर आर टू सेक्शन डिमॉन्स एंड द डेमी गॉड दैट इज द स्टेटमेंट इन द शास्त्र Dau bhutasarga loke daiva asura eva. There are two kinds of men, daiva and asura. Vishnu bhakta bhavit daiva asura sa viparga. So, if they want to remain demons, that is their choice. But that will not help them.
The most fortunate men try to follow Krishna.
Anyway, now it is Subha Vilas Prabhu's duty to bring this imitation Krishna.
Many bhaktas are spoiled by impersonalist Prabhupada. Many, many good bhaktas are being spoiled by impersonalists nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you are personalist or impersonalist? He is personalist. Oh, Harinam Karo. माला है खूब जपो अच्छा अनंत कीर्तन